Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Well, Professor, in the previous episode, you taught us some of the very beautiful etiquettes of speech ought to be taught to teenagers. And that was always speak the truth, do not backbite, do not speak against someone behind his back, and always be polite, do not use abusive language, do not curse every third person. And when we were talking about backbiting, there's something very close to it, but it's a different thing, and that's being judgmental. Sometimes using the same tongue, our children, they become judgmental at a very early stage, right? Maybe sometimes not having enough conversation with someone, maybe sometimes not pondering over things, and they become judgmental and start speaking about that particular person, about that particular friend, about that particular teacher with their tongues. What is your take on that?
Yes, thank you very much. That's a very important thing, not only for our children, for us grown-ups also it is important. We need to teach them and ourselves, both of us, that what do we mean by being judgmental? Judgmental, for example, let me say that you see someone and his face is red. Now, the fact is that his face is red.
Okay.
Now, face is red, is it because he's angry? It's redness because of the rage that is there within him? Or he's, for example, has a temperature? Or, for example, he has just come out of bed and his face is still, still red, or he's gone out into the cold and it's become red.
Right.
So there are many causes for the redness of someone's apparent features. So the moment you look at him and you say, "Oh, why are you angry?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?" So here you are being judgmental.
Judgment.
Just
an appearance.
It's just an appearance. It's something something beyond that. We don't know. So the being judgmental, or you are calling someone and his line is busy. Phone line is busy, and then you meet him and say, "Oh, whenever I called you, you were on the phone with someone." But he says, "No, I wasn't on the phone with someone." Or especially at that time, a specific time, you were whenever I called you, you were on a call with someone else. What happened was another person was also calling, and I was calling, and those two calls got mixed up, and
right.
Then you come.
Both kind of saw that this person was busy or engaged.
So that's a judgment.
Right.
So sometimes the moment we meet with each other, we pass a remark and that puts him off.
Yeah.
So that's being judgmental. And most of the times, many of the conflicts that come up in our society today, in our interactions with other human beings, children, siblings, they fight based on their judgments.
Right.
And the perception they get.
Right.
Now, we need to teach ourselves and our children not to be judgmental, number one. We need to, even if we are going to, even if we get something very negative, hear something negative about a friend, we need to find, we need to justify that 70 times before
right.
we believe what's
As
being said.
Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes, so we should refrain and avoid becoming judgmental. We should give the benefit of the doubt to the other person.
Right.
So that is very important in our discussion. Our children.
Yeah. There's a very important story that's coming into my mind. I would like to share that with you and audiences. But after a short break, dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Akavi with us, who is discussing with us how to teach your teenagers not to be judgmental or very at the very first instance or many things. Like Professor, I said, I have a story coming into my mind over your discussion, whatever you discussed so far. As a teenager, when I was a teenager, my father met an accident, and then he was not able to go out and earn bread. And then we were all daughters. We had no brother. And my uncle would come now, and he would help us financially or in many other ways for school fees, for everything else. But whatever he would do, like, for example, he would get 1 kg of onions or potatoes. He would make me write that each and everything. I got potatoes, that was 2 kg or 1 kg, and that was for this much amount, and write the date and write the person who gave you this and make a diary of this. We would all love his help, but we would get disappointed with this fact that he makes us write each and everything. But after, within very short span of time, he becomes very, very ill, and he's almost on the deathbed. And then he calls upon me and tells me that, look, I know you might have got offended with my behavior when I used to make you write even 1 kg potatoes on a diary, on a notebook. And that was for the fact that you guys had no brother. Your father was, he had met an accident. He was not earning. I didn't want any third person to be judging where they're getting from, where they're earning from, where they're having this amount of money, where they're getting the school fees, where they're getting this and that. So, and I turned eyes were like, what? And tears started rolling down my eyes. I regretted being judgmental as a teen for my uncle, who was so helpful and who was thinking beyond what we could have thought.
Yes, that's a very emotional interaction you had. And it's heartening to see that you have understood that what I'm trying to bring about this point home, that look, most of the times, a person doesn't have time to explain everything. He may be thinking in your interest. He may be thinking of you for bettering your situation or helping you, assisting you, and he can't explain everything. And instead of being thankful to him, instead of appreciating him, you feel offended.
Right.
So now he was doing something with a greater cause. He was trying to look at the bigger picture, but we didn't see the bigger picture. We saw the smaller picture.
Right.
So that is the problem with us, most of us in our interactions. We don't see the bigger picture. And if we are able to look at the bigger picture, even if something is, we're sure 100% that he is doing this as an offense to me, even then, if we look at the bigger picture, we'll try to find some sort of, justification. And
again, that hadith of Imam Ali al-Islam gives 70 positive assumptions to yourself, even if you see something,
exactly.
Even if you hear something with your ears, still give 70 positive assumptions to yourself before being judgmental. Professor, we'll discuss...
For the distance between the eyes and the ear is the difference between the truth and the and falsehood.
Yeah.
Imam Ali says...
Right.
So why? Because it's the difference, the distance between the eyes and the ears. What you look at, you're sure about it.
Right.
You don't need to be judgmental about it.
Right.
But we're listening to something, it's something which you have become judgmental about.
Exactly. We'll discuss more about that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about how you can teach your teenagers not to be judgmental about others. When you judge others, you do not define them. You actually define yourself. And that's what Earl Nightingale says, and that's not bad. And here's Professor Salman Akavi helping us with some more Islamic narrations in this regard, not to be judgmental about others. And these narrations have to be taught to our teenagers so that they prevent themselves from making any judgments.
Yes, so we need to make ourselves and our children understand that we have to look at the bigger picture. We have to understand and try to comprehend things within that bigger picture, the whole scheme of things that are around us. And even if, as you mentioned, Mawla Ali al-Islam, there's also a narration and there's also a situation where he says that sometimes people call out my name and abuse me. And I look the other way and I say, they may be calling some other Ali.
Okay.
They may be, you know. So what's happening is that even he knows that the person who is calling you out and is abusing you, you may look the other way and you may even, you know, pass by.
Right. And at the same time, Imam Ali al-Islam also says that don't be judgmental, especially when you are angry.
Exactly.
When you're angry, because especially when we are angry, we kind of really don't think. We don't look right, left. We start saying things, and sometimes we're like very judgmental.
True, and sometimes it's because of the emotions we have. For example, if you listen to someone, to something negative about someone whom you like, you're not ready to accept that, even if it's true. And someone, if you don't like someone, you are ready to accept the worst of things about him. You're not ready to accept that he has any good thing in him. So especially sometimes when you're in a debate, at a political debate, and you're talking about a political leader, and there's a lot of conflict about a personality.
Right.
Those who like that leader, they're not ready to accept
anything
negative.
Against him.
And those who don't like him, they're ready to accept anything they're not ready to accept anything positive about him. So being objective and based on facts is that even if someone whom you accept to be wrong, you don't accept him to be a good person, you know him to be a bad person, but you need to accept that there's a certain amount of goodness in him. You need to justify those things, or you need to accept those good things about him. Yes, when you're objective about someone, when you're factual about someone, you could say, look, these are the points, these are the good points he has, these are the good things he has, and these are the
negative
things I have. And you're not putting your emotions and your feelings about that person in front of you and in front of your thought process.
Yeah.
You need to think and then say something.
Right. In our neighborhood also, the teenage girls would sit around and they would see one of the teenage girls going out in the morning and coming back in the evening. And since a girl was coming back in the evening, which was not very good in our societies, they would make judgments about that girl. Maybe you never know where she is for all that time. And then we get to know that girl, again, she was also among those girls who had no brother, and she would be doing part-time job after her classes. And all the girls in the neighborhood, those who were teens, were all judgmental. And you never know how many sins you are actually getting on your shoulders. Thank you so much, Professor, for that beautiful discussion. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.